You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Tuesday, January 8th, 2019, week 273. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And we are Destiny Pizza. And since it's Tuesday, time for the leftovers. That's a weird day for leftovers.
Tuesdays?
Yeah, because I usually feel like I'll do leftovers like Friday to Saturday.
Yeah.
And Sunday.
Yeah. That makes more sense.
Especially because it is pizza.
You have bigger meals.
Friday night, I'm just like, I'm going to gorge myself.
Yeah. Saturday is the leftover day. Monday. Tuesdays. Yeah, because you're not going to usually prepare like
I'm going to eat a feast on Monday.
A meal on Monday and then be like, the leftovers.
Oh, no, it's Monday. Let's get this day over with.
Yeah. It's kind of like either Tuesdays must be leftovers from the weekend or.
Yeah. At which point I'm like, Not that food poisoning.
It's been a little too long.
Yeah, if it's like from Friday, I'm just like,
why am I keeping this so long? It's not right.
Like, really taking a risk here.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, let's talk about some casting.
Okay, we got some Jumanji Welcome to the Jungle, the sequel. I don't even know what they call this movie, because I'm like...
It's like a sequel of a reboot.
They call this movie a sequel, but it's like a reboot, but it's also a sequel. Like,
it's a sequel to the reboot.
It's a sequel
to the sequel to the reboot.
But the reboot is not really a reboot.
It's like a soft reboot.
Because it's kind of, yeah, it's a soft reboot. Sequel to the soft reboot of Jumanji. I hope they give us a title of this soon. They've cast a couple of actors. Awkwafina and Danny DeVito are going to be in this movie.
Wow. If someone ever told me that those two names would be mentioned together.
That's the buddy comedy.
That is the buddy comedy I want to see. If someone told me, like, oh yeah, that 22 Jump Street, like Tiffany Haddish said something horrible, like, and they resurfaced it a year ago, we're going to replace her with Danny DeVito, I'd be like,
that'd be
hell
nice.
Yes.
That's the movie they should make. That should be the next 23 Jump Street. Awkwafina, yeah. Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it works.
I think after this movie.
After this movie.
We're going to see more team ups with Awkwafina and Danny DeVito.
We don't even know if they're in a scene together, but.
I hope so.
That would be awesome. But they're supposed to both play key roles, but they're not telling us anything.
The cool thing was The Rock was like, I think he tweeted or Instagrammed about Awkwafina being cast.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, dude, like, this is a huge year for, like, Awkwafina.
Yeah.
Like, already, like, last year was huge for her.
Yeah.
I think this year is going to be even
bigger. Yeah, now she's
bigger.
Skyrocketing. It's awesome.
Yeah. Shout out to the homie Awkwafina. Anyways.
Yeah. Danny DeVito's also coming up. He's, like, in Dumbo. He's, like... Always Sunny still.
It's like the resurgence of Danny DeVito. Yeah.
He never really went anywhere, but like he's back in movies. I love it.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Shout out to him for not getting Me Too'd.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully.
Because I mean, he's been in it for a long time.
Yeah. True.
He
starts getting those back in his day arguments and all that.
Yeah.
So.
And he like lay low. Like he's not like, there's no controversy, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
So shout out to him. That's very impressive for someone
impressive.
Of his
you never
like,
hear bad
long
things
of
about
a career.
Danny DeVito, and I hope to keep it that way, at least in my mind.
Yeah. Aladdin news. Got a new photo of Naomi Scott as Princess Jasmine.
Mm-hmm.
Not wearing her traditional blue outfit, Mike.
No. She'll get it though, right? Right.
Oh, I hope so.
At some point.
Yeah. Don't ask me. I don't know.
You don't know? You're not up on the Aladdin news.
Yeah, they're not telling me anything.
Okay.
Even though me and Naomi Scott are from like the same part of the world,
okay.
They don't tell us anything.
Well, I gotta get Will Smith on the line. So tell me the secrets. He's like, yeah. We can only have one blue thing, and that's me.
That's me.
At some
that
point.
Is the weird thing. You think they're just trying to save ink?
Is what?
They're like, oh, let's just make them wear the same color.
Oh yeah, like in the movie. No,
because like you hear about that kind of stuff. Like in,
yeah, you do. Yeah, but well, that's why they made everything green in comic. But, like everything's green because it's cheaper.
Yeah.
That's why everything's green. That's why the Green Goblin and like Drax the Destroyer and like
just people.
Hulk. Everything's green. Gamora's green. Like so many green aliens in Marvel.
Yeah.
That's the reason. But yeah, she'll get blue. They're just waiting.
And then Bad Boys for Life, we got a synopsis.
Okay.
The new installment centers on the Miami PD and its elite ammo team's attempt to take down Armando Armas, who is played by Scipio, head of a drug cartel. Armando is a cold-blooded killer with a vicious, taunting nature. He is committed to the work of the cartel and is dispatched by his mother to kill Mike, who's played by Will Smith. Nunez will take on the role of Wright, the tough and funny criminal psychologist who is the newly appointed head of ammo and Mike's former girlfriend, and the one who got away. So
I'm shocked they're making this movie.
Yeah.
It's surprising.
Is Dave Chappelle going to be in it?
I hope so.
You think after that Star Is Born?
No way he'll do it.
He's like, I was in a Star Is Born. That movie's Oscar nominated.
Yeah, no way he'll do it, but I hope so. I always want more Dave Chappelle.
Remember when he got like super jacked and everyone's like, it's for Bad Boys 3. Remember that?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
a picture
yeah.
came out with him wearing the backpack.
That picture, yeah.
That might have been like Destiny Pizza's episode 1.
That could have been, yeah. Way back when. That's when we've been talking about Bad Boys that long. It's like, geez.
And then remember that time, I think it was New Year's or 4th of July, we watched Bad Boys 2?
Yeah.
What a waste.
I remember when Bad Boys, it was going to be a sequel, then went to a reboot, and then it was like two movies.
TV series.
I think it still is a TV series. I think they're still doing that.
That's crazy.
TV series with, what's her name? Gabrielle Union is going to like spin off into a TV series or something.
Crazy.
Like what? Like, where's all this Bad Boys love coming from?
Like, yeah, like where's the love for like Rush Hour?
Yeah.
That was a TV series.
Oh, yeah. There you go. There's the love. They got there first.
Yeah.
They should make another Rush Hour. Even more Jackie Chan movie. Give me another Shanghai Nights. Give me another. Anytime Jackie Chan teams up with
the Tuxedo, too.
No, I don't need that one.
The Medallion, too.
I don't need that one. Aren't those the same movie?
It's like the same movie. I don't know.
I feel like that's the same movie. One, you get a medallion, one, you get a tuxedo.
Yeah. I think the medallion was more mystical.
I think the tuxedo was pretty mystical.
No, it was like technology.
I don't remember. Okay. Close enough.
No one was
mysticism, technology. It's different. One's technological, one's mystical.
I think Jennifer Love Hewitt was in the tuxedo.
Okay. Which one was the medallion?
It was like a special necklace.
I don't think I fully saw either of those.
I think you saw the tuxedo and you're like, this is the medallion.
Clearly, there's a medallion involved.
Let's see who's in the medallion with Jackie Chan.
Because I'm having a better time picturing the tuxedo. I'm having a hard time picturing the medallion.
It is with Claire Forlani. What about Eddie Murphy and Jackie Chan? Have they been in a movie together?
Ah, that's a good team up.
It's like, oh yeah, you want to waste your budget on the two actors alone?
That's a good point. You're not going to be able to pay them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And remember when Chris Rock was in, what was that movie? Bad Company?
Yes.
With Anthony Hopkins?
He played his twin brother. I like that movie.
That was a good movie.
It's very enjoyable.
What do you think the Rotten Tomato score is on that one? Over, under?
Critic or
critic.
Audience? Critic? Oh, that's not going to be good. I'm going to say over, under. I put it at 40. Would you go over?
I'll go under.
Under 40? Okay.
I'm thinking 36. In my head, I had 36%.
Okay, let me see what it is.
Bad
Company. I think you're probably right. That may have been too high.
Rotten.
That's giving it the benefit of the doubt because I enjoyed it.
2002? Yeah.
Okay. Oh, 10%. Not even audience.
Audience
score
is 35%. Really? Audience let me down.
Why don't people like that movie?
Fail to generate the spark necessary to save the movie from a generic and utterly predictable
script. Generic? He's his twin brother. He has to replace him. And then
they're like separated
at
birth, right?
From two different worlds. It's like the Three Identical Strangers movie, but a movie instead of a documentary. How do you not like that?
He's like, man. What did they put in this crack cocaine? Remember that? It's like a Ming Voss.
Because
he's like, his cover is like he's an art. What is it?
Oh, yeah. And then he has to go undercover. Like, he's already playing a different guy, playing a different. Oh, my gosh, the layers.
Yeah.
That's an amazing movie.
He's like an appraiser of ancient artifacts or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, man. Come on. I don't get it. Maybe I need to watch it again.
Yeah.
But I doubt I'll, like, hate it that much.
I won't hate it that much.
I'm sure I'll enjoy it still. But man. Like, the critics, maybe I'll understand, but I still don't understand it, but audience, you're letting me down too.
What do you think Boondock score or Boondock Saints audience score is? Because we know that's famously a.
Yeah, that one's still low, I think. 55? I still don't think it's high. I think it's rotten.
91.
Oh, I am wrong.
Yeah.
It is. Right.
Anyways.
Yeah. But Bad Boys, that's the one, like, they have, like Vanessa Hudgens and stuff.
Yeah.
Cast in this movie. There's, like, that's the ammo team, I guess. I don't know.
We have no idea.
We don't know anything. Enough. We just know. Could be synopsis. His, like,
adopted daughter.
Could be, yeah.
By this time.
This is just a weird movie to do a sequel to. So far after.
Yeah, because I remember the second one, they go to Guantanamo Bay at the end.
Yeah. But I guess, I don't know. Like, it's fun to watch. I guess as long as the character, because you have Will Smith and you have, I'm blanking on the name.
Chris. No. Martin.
Martin Lawrence, yeah. They're both fun, so I feel like, but are they fun for the time, or they still hold up now? Like, I don't know if that, but I like Will Smith in Deadshot, and I feel like he's just Will Smith and when he's Deadshot in Suicide Squad. So I feel like it could be fun.
Yeah, I think Will Smith, he's managed to, like, stay youthful, especially, I think that's what Scientology does to you.
Maybe. Well, he's like, he, like, has a YouTube page and stuff. He's like,
yeah.
He's in young people's lives still, I guess. I guess he's...
No, but I think everyone hated him on YouTube.
Do they all hate him on
because
YouTube?
Because he was on that YouTube Rewind, and everyone's like, this is the worst thing ever.
I don't think that's because of him.
Yep.
Okay. Blame Will Smith. Easy thing to do.
Another thing I'm going to blame Will Smith for is Skate Jam. Mm.
For it not happening?
Yeah.
Okay. I blame Brandon Fraser.
Okay. You want to talk about it?
I don't like to blame Brandon Fraser, though, because I like Brandon Fraser. But yes, Skate Jam was supposedly going to be a sequel to Space Jam. They contacted Tony Hawk and said, yeah, we're going to do a sequel to Space Jam called Skate Jam.
If someone told me this in 2002, I would have lost my shit. Yeah. If someone's like, hey, you know Tony Hawk? And I'm like, yeah, I'm his biggest fan. They're like, yeah, he's going to replace Michael Jordan. I'd be like, yeah.
Of course. Tony Hawk Underground's coming out. This is the time. This capitalize is the time.
Yeah.
On this. So, but yeah, he said that, and then he said a week later, Looney Tunes Back in Action came out and it bombed, and they're like, nope, no more Looney Tunes on the big screen. So sadly, why they don't go back to Skate Jam now instead of this LeBron James one, I don't know.
Yeah, because like, who's going to be the, like, do you think the Monstars are going to come back?
Well, the Monstars in that space, they lived in the Looney Tunes, where, like, they were good guys.
Afterwards.
Yeah. It's
Danny DeVito. We never see them again.
Maybe Danny DeVito comes back. He's got this grudge. He's got new Monstars.
Oh, if Danny DeVito comes back in Awkwafina, like Danny DeVito and Awkwafina are in this movie together?
Yes! Do that now! Cast her in Space Jam 2.
Holy crap.
That'd be pretty amazing.
And she's like the rival of like Babs Bunny?
Ooh.
Hell yeah.
I like that. Yeah, I don't know what you do for a plot of that. I hope they bring Danny DeVito back.
She's the daughter of Danny DeVito.
Oh, yeah.
And people are like, why is Awkwafina and Danny DeVito? Why are they in so many movies together?
It's the ultimate pairing.
Yeah.
It's so bizarre. It works.
Yeah. I hope they share a lot of scenes in Jumanji.
Me too.
TV news. Ripley's Believe It or Not is coming back. And unfortunately for Dean Cain, he's not returning to host.
That was my first thought. So Dean Cain's probably pissed.
Yeah, because Bruce Campbell is going to host it.
Hmm. I like Bruce Campbell.
Yeah, he was teasing this like New Year's, I think it was either New Year's Day or New Year's Eve announcement.
Mm-hmm.
And this was it. People were like, oh, is he going to come back? Like new Evil Dead movie or something?
Mm-hmm. And they're like, nope.
Nope, he's going to host even better, Ripley's Believe It or Not, yeah. Which I... The TV show, I loved it.
Yeah, I'm surprised this is like hasn't been back sooner.
I'm surprised honestly. I forgot about like I completely forgot about that show and how many times I would watch that show.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen it a lot of times too.
Which is weird because I never watched like Mysteries at the Museum. Did you ever watch that show?
No.
Like it's that. It's just they're like, look at this weird thing. Now we're gonna tell you the story about
it.
It's the same thing.
I think it's just the branding of the name.
Yeah.
Because I think they got like, they have like books and stuff.
And they have the museum, like they have the places.
Yeah.
Which I've never been to because my parents said it was too expensive when we were in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
We went there.
Yeah.
And my parents were like, nope too expensive.
But no.
I'm going to do that my birthday.
go to Ripley's, believe it or not.
I think there's one in Buena Park.
Yeah, yeah, I think so too.
Or in L.A.? Where do you think the closest Ripley's is?
L.A. somewhere.
Yeah, there's one in L.A. Ooh.
Should do it.
I think it's happening.
Do it.
It's like I could either do that or the Museum of Death, which is like actually cool. Let's see. Ripley's. How much do you think a ticket is?
$30.
Let's find out. Oh, we could do that or Guinness World Records and Hollywood Wax Museum together.
Oh, all three bundle
packs. Let's just see the single. $25.
Okay.
If my, are my parents close? Is that, did they reduce the price? Let's see. Do they have other locations? I swear they used to have one in Buena Park.
Maybe
what's this? Ripley's Smash Dash?
Huh?
Yeah, to push a wall of buttons.
Then what happened?
It's also in Hollywood. Well, it's right next to the Chinese Theater.
Is that next to the Ripley's place?
Yeah.
They're both next to each other?
Yeah.
All you do is press buttons?
A dozen galleries to hand-on interactives. Interesting. Are there more? Ripley's.com. What do you think Ripley's.com takes you to?
An alien website. About the movie Alien.
They have a whole website. Locations and tickets. They have an aquarium.
What?
Okay, let's see how much the Orlando one costs. Maybe that one's really expensive.
You're just trying to justify.
$18.99. It's even cheaper.
They didn't want to go, Drew. That's the bottom line.
We were
line.
There.
They didn't want to go.
I think it was a lot of us.
Yeah. It adds up. It's definitely expensive. More than one person is expensive.
I want to go to
you
Ripley's.
You should have paid yourself.
In Mexico City. I was so small.
You were even cheaper then.
Yeah. It's like $11. That's like, no.
Way too much.
They have a lot of locations.
Well, I didn't know they had that many.
Wildwood, Atlantic City, Branson, Missouri.
Man, they got a lot of Florida.
Yeah. I should have gone when I was in Orlando just now.
I can't imagine it was like that.
No, I mean like when I was there like a few months ago.
Oh, yeah, when you were there.
You can get a custom wax hand. I feel like this is so gimmicky, though.
Like,
it can't be anything exciting, right?
Like, can you even, like, go? Look, everything they're advertising is children, so I don't know.
Yeah, like, kids are like, this is crazy. Yeah, and
I feel like you'll be the guy there alone. They'll be like, wait, where's your son? And like, I'm
just going to go there
I'm
wasted.
I loved this show when I was a kid.
They close at midnight, though.
True. Can you get drinks there?
That's the question.
They should have Ripley, believe it or not, bar. That sounds cool.
Yeah, that's like my bar. That's like I would cool. have like yeah, with just weird stuff. And they're like, what's that? And they're like, oh, you're drinking out of a human skull right now.
Like, I don't think
like,
you're
that's
allowed
kinda
to do
gross.
That.
Gross. And I'm like, I'm just lying. Or am I? Believe it or not.
Yeah. I'd go there.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. I think that's a good idea.
I already have the thing that is not a monkey's paw.
Mm-hmm.
It's a monkey's paw, but it's not.
Yes.
I think it's just a raccoon paw. It looks like a
no
monkey
paw.
No
other paws are lucky. I'm like a curse. I'm
yeah.
afraid.
Or you can, they don't grant you wishes.
Or grant you wishes or whatever. But they like grant you like cursed wishes, don't they?
Like they never, grant you wishes that don't work out.
Yeah. They work. They happen, but like not in the way you.
Yeah, it's like a Midas touch type situation where you're like, I'm gonna die because I can't touch food.
Yeah, like that.
Well, why don't you just eat with utensils?
Well, is it touch? Like touch? Because I always assumed it was hands. But yeah. Is Midas touch like everything? Like if I nose something or like I start eating something, does it turn to gold? Because I always thought it was just your hands.
I thought it was hands.
Yeah. So if you could, yeah, just like touch. Like, then I can eat stuff. Be all right. Just, you can't use your hands. I mean, that's bad. What if you wear a glove?
No, because then the gloves would turn to...
Yeah, but what if you touch things with your gold
Okay.
You need like Tony Stark to like invent you iron glove, but gold, become gold, but still.
Choice of reward he asked for. He said whatever he might touch should be changed to gold.
What a new power. Wish.
He hastened to put it to a test. He touched an oak twig and a stone, turned to gold. Overjoyed, he went home. He touched every rose in the rose garden, and they all became gold. He ordered the servants to set a feast on the table. Upon discovering how even the food and drink turned to gold in his hands, he regretted his wish and cursed it.
You'd have to be like really careful about Midas to not flood the market too much. Gold? If you're actually like I'll inflate it and then it won't be worth as much. So you gotta be careful.
Wait, so his drink hardened into golden ice. His food would
grow.
Did
he ever try to do things without his hands? Because it's not sound. Like, he just gave up and was like, oh no! I do everything with my hands.
Yeah.
Why isn't it nobody has like that? Should be like a superpower of some superhero.
What?
Like it's a
turn things into gold?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I guess it'd be too easy to stop people. You just turn them into gold.
Yeah, like you'd just be killing people. Yeah. It's like Rogue.
Yeah, it's like Rogue, but way worse.
Yeah. You're like left with golden statues. Yeah, of all your mistakes.
Yeah, you're like, why did I do this? I'm a terrible person.
Anyways, MMA news. Dana White says Conor McGregor might get a rematch with Khabib, and everyone's like, that's ridiculous. I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah, personally. They should not do that. It'd be amped up too much, I feel like.
Well, I think there's other people who deserve a title shot more than Conor.
Yeah.
But that's the biggest draw.
But is that the most money?
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's the question they ask themselves.
John Jones is fighting again in March. Defending his title.
He comes back every 6 months. He'll be popped again for a test. It's
yeah, ridiculous. But he's defending his belt, which like people can't say they'd
It's normally. A real belt?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, not really. It's the one that they took away from Daniel. Well, Daniel Cormier gave it up because he's like, I'm not going to have a belt taken away from me.
I'm surprised people want to fight him. I guess they get money.
It's a big draw, so they get money, and then they have a chance to beat him.
Surprise, still such a big draw. I guess because he's so good.
Yeah.
Worth it.
And he hasn't made any mistakes. He's a victim.
Okay. Sure.
So he's fighting Anthony something. I keep thinking Anthony Hopkins.
Anthony Hopkins does everything. I'd watch that, though.
Anthony Johnson?
Him fighting Anthony Hopkins? I mean, actually, I wouldn't, because I don't want to see Anthony Hopkins.
John Jones. March. It's like a crazy card. Anthony Smith. UFC 235 is going to be like crazy.
When's that fight?
March. Which is like really fast, in my opinion. So it's Robbie Lawler, Ben Askren, which is like, this guy's crazy. Ben Askren, crazy. Jeremy Stevens, Zabit. That dude. John Jones, Anthony Smith. Tyrone Woodley, Kamaru Usman. Which people are like, that's crazy why Colby Covington just got, like, they stripped the belt from him, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Holly Holm was going to be fighting at that one. Jeremy Stevens, Diego Sanchez, Mickey Gall, that's going to be a good fight. Oven St. Pro, Misha something, Kirkunov, Ticia Torres. He's gonna fight too, so that's like a good card. I'm excited for that. I think that's a pretty stacked card.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be interesting to see when everyone fights, though. That's like what, one, two belts, and then like the debut, like huge debut of another fighter. So. Nothing new on Netflix today.
Nope.
Come back tomorrow for some WeViewed Reviewed and discussion. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.